Leftist New Republic editor calls to scrap Electoral College. Add new states to fix ideological imbalance. By Amy Furr on August 16, 2025. A leftist columnist recently told the New York Times he believes America needs a new constitution. During his interview, author and contributing editor of the New Republic, Osidan Wanivu, laid out the reforms he thinks should be proposed when asked to provide the new constitution he believes that nation should have, the Times reported on Thursday. He stated, "We could start with the thing that I think most Americans think about when they think about the undemocratic nature of our system. A reform that most Americans have supported for a long time, which is dealing with the Electoral College. There's a proposal on the table now, actually something that's being acted upon in states across the country, to move to a national popular vote by interstate compact, without needing a constitutional amendment. I mean, the amendment process itself is one of the things that needs amending very, very hard. One of the hardest constitutions in the world to make substantive changes to is ours. So if you get a number of states totaling up to the 270 you need to win a presidential election, to say, we're actually going to throw our electoral votes to the popular vote winner, you functionally worked around the Electoral College. That's one thing. I've advocated in the past for adding new states to the Senate. I think that there is an ideological imbalance now for all kinds of reasons in who gets represented the most and most reliably in that body. But that's not a permanent fix to the Senate at all. It's actually taking advantage of the equal state distribution. In February 2022, when Democrat Joe Biden was still President of the United States, he told Senate judiciary leaders that the U.S. Constitution was always evolving, Breitbart News reported. You know, there's always a renewed national debate every time we nominate. Any president nominates a justice, because the Constitution is always evolving slightly, he said. Months later, a survey found most Democrats believe the Constitution is fundamentally racist and sexist. In 2023, The Leftist Guardian published an opinion piece by Nwanivu in which he celebrated the prosecution of President Donald Trump, calling it a triumph, per Breitbart News. However, the Breitbart article noted that for his part, Trump has declared his innocence of all charges and spoken out against the action.